I'm Vidhi Bhatak, and you're listening to Beyond the Books, a podcast dedicated to exploring the beauty of literature and the impacts it has on our day-to-day lives, playing a part in influencing our culture and our collective histories. Let's read, learn, and grow together, discovering truths that apply to our lives way beyond the books. I think it's a truth universally acknowledged that everyone loves a good story. And I'm sure many of us remember those wonderful childhood days, the ones filled with stories of chivalrous princes, adventurous hobbits, loving fairy godmothers, fearless Gryffindors, and determined tortoises. I sure do, and I look back on those days fondly. I don't quite know when I fell in love with stories, but I don't remember ever hating them either. I can't remember a time in my life where I've ever turned down listening to one. There's definitely something so fundamentally hopeful about the stories you hear in your childhood. A gentle reminder that things always go catastrophically wrong before they take a turn for the better. But you always know that things will end in happily ever after for those who decided to take the leap and make sacrifices for the ones they love. I really love it, and I think you'll love it too. As the writer C.S. Lewis once said, someday you'll be old enough to start reading fairy tales again. Because fairy tales are the true beginning, and as we begin to reach the end, we'll always feel ourselves drawn back to the start, to a world full of beautiful magic and endless opportunities, utterly shielded from the cynicism and brutality of the real world. Books are magic. Books are eternal. Books are hope. And that's what literature means to me. Not fancy jargon or meaningless analysis over the writer's choice of curtains, but the presence of a story full of adventure, courage, friendship, and sacrifice. What more could we ever want? And that, I think, is the true foundation for my love of stories. Regardless of format, genre, author, or time period, I really do believe that every single story has something to teach us, essential truths that help us embrace life a little more each day. When many people hear the word literature, they're instantly overwhelmed, because unlike the math and science disciplines, there's no definitive answer. The literary field relies heavily on the varying interpretations and understandings of all its readers, that originally stem from their own experiences and perspectives. And for many people, that can be a burden. And I get it, life is complicated on its own, so why add the pressures of fictional turmoil when we're so desperately trying to survive our own stories? But for me, literature is a simple thing, storytelling. And like I said before, I think everyone has a deeply rooted need for a good story. I think we can all find some level of happiness from one too. So let's be happy together. Let's keep dreaming that even after all these years, Peter Pan will come for us. We'll find our way into Narnia, that our Hogwarts letter will arrive, that a satyr will show up and take us to Camp Half-Blood, that Gandalf will come to take us on an adventure. Call me crazy or delusional, but I really think that those who don't believe in magic will never be able to find it. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Welcome back! Before the break, we discussed what literature meant to me. But before we go forward, I wish to share my reading journey with all of you, and give you some insight into the workings of this show. I'm gonna be completely honest with you guys. The truth is, I really hated reading when I was younger. English wasn't my first language, and I struggled with pronouncing and understanding all that went on within a story. I would plead others to read out loud so I wouldn't have to, desperately trying to disguise my weakness in front of others. And I'm sure many of us remember the 20 minutes of required reading assigned to us in elementary school and the reading logs that would follow. Reading was something I dreaded, a complete waste of my time. But one day, I remember my dad bringing home a Blu-ray player and 8 movies with him. He declared to us that this franchise was famous and loved all throughout the world and that we would watch it together. And I remember being angry at him that day. Why had he brought home an English movie series? Didn't he know that I already struggled understanding written English? What made him think that I could keep up with it on the screen? But as the movie progressed, I continued to ask him questions about everything that was going on within the story. What did the boy with the round glasses say to the boy with the slick back blonde hair? Why is there a three-headed dog in a school for kids? And why do they care so much about a small stone? But kudos to my dad, because he sat patiently and paused the movie every time I had a question. In the end, it took us 3.5 hours to finish a 2.5 hour movie. And as we continued moving through the films, I started falling in love with the story of Harry Potter, the completely ordinary boy who discovered he wasn't so ordinary after all. I was immediately entranced, and as time passed, I realized that I wanted to know more, the small details that never made it into the films. So, a full year later, I finally mustered up the courage to pick up the Sorcerer's Stone. The size of the book scared me. It was so much longer and more complicated than anything I'd ever read before. 223 pages of a language I was still struggling to fully understand. But 6 weeks later, as I closed the last page of The Deathly Hallows, was when I truly fell in love with reading. I discovered the rewarding feeling that encompassed my completion of all 7 books all by myself. And as of today, I've read over 250 different books, written book reviews, participated in theatrical reenactments, and I've watched countless big screen adaptations from various forms of literature. And I trace it all back to the boy who lived. I love books more than anything else, and this show is my love letter to that fact. I've actually gotten in trouble with my parents for reading too much and late into the nights, and I've been punished by going outside and on walks. I've definitely come far in my reading journey, and I wish to take you along for the ride. We'll discuss novels, short stories, poems, and plays together, talk about overused and underused tropes, and connect the events of a story to the real world. Together, we'll become better thinkers, writers, and readers. Let's discover this whole new world together, a world that'll teach us something new each time we choose to pick it up. Isn't that amazing? Remember that your wings already exist. All you have to do is fly. You've just listened to the inaugural episode of Beyond the Books. I'm your host, Vidhi Pathak, and I hope to see you next time when we begin our discussion of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. To catch the next episode, please subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. And remember to keep calm and read on.